Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar, and we're at Coverings 2009 in Chicago, Illinois, and I'm in the Graniti Fiandre booth with Jeannie Nichols. Jeannie, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. I'm glad you could spend time with us for a few minutes. I wanted to, real quick, give an overview of who Graniti Fiandre is. You're kind of on the high side. You're an Italian-based company. When I say high side, you're high design, high style. Most of your business is on the commercial side. You play mostly in the upper end of the market. And your products are made both in Italy and in the USA, right?
Exactly. We are known, of course, for our innovative materials. We've got a lot of patented materials. And through the years, we've kind of evolved. And not only can we do the high style, high design, we kind of have some classic, basic looks. So we can usually work with most clients from anywhere from the front of the house to the back of the house on commercial. And the same in residential. We can do condominium developments, that type of thing. And then we can also do the high-end showrooms, Ferrari, yeah. Those types of things.
So. Okay. And I guess you like it when the show comes to Chicago because you actually live up here, don't you?
Actually, it's pretty exciting.
You're based up here, but that's right.
Yes, yeah. Yes. We're really excited about it being in Chicago. For one thing, we have a distributing company here in the Chicagoland area, so we have a nice draw and are able for some of our clients to see the full breadth of our line. However, this year we have expanded and have showrooms here in the city.
Okay, I actually want to talk about that for a minute. I mean, that's one of your all's approaches to the marketplace is you know that the specifier, the A&D community, needs to see your product, touch, and feel it. So you've actually opened 5 or 6 of these showrooms across the country?
Yes, we have. And we've done this because the Graniti Fiandre products really show themselves in when we can show a lot of it. Because from a small chip or even a small sample, you can't really tell the depth and the beauty and the technology involved in creating these products. So by developing what we call Graniti Fiandre Resource Centers, it enables us to bring our clients or architects and designers to bring their clients to the showroom, and we have set up so they can use conference rooms. We have the BIM digital imaging, different things like that in the showroom, and samples of the full breadth of the line, because that's the other thing about Fiandre. The good news is we've got lots of things. The bad news is we have lots of things, and it's hard to be able to really show all the products that are available.
Okay. So. Well, talk to me about design trends for a minute. What are you seeing out there, either from a market sector standpoint or from an application standpoint? What are you seeing?
I see a real transition, and of course this is no news, or no, not news to many that are in the industry. The contemporary look is really in straight grout joints, more earthy type products. Kind of see a movement away from the marbles and the granite looks and the quarried, you know, materials. I think it's catching the kind of the wave of the green, you know, more earthy textured sort of things. And then also vibrance and colors. Okay. We're seeing a lot of that.
Vibrance, tell me what you mean by that.
Bright colors.
Okay, bright colors.
We've got a collection called Geo Diamond, which has like a vivid orange, yellow, blue, black, white, some of the primary colors, and that's been very, very well received. And so I guess it's kind of a combination. The earthy, mm-hmm. textured.
Which is more muted.
Yes.
And then on the other extreme, there's the vibrant colors.
Vibrant colors.
Okay, fantastic. Yes. Well, talk a little bit about what's new with you guys. I mean, I'm noticing what's on the floor here right now. This is gorgeous. It looks like a wood grain, high texture, and yet kind of natural gray kind of color. Talk about that.
Right. This is part of our Stone Forest, which is a new launch. We launched it in Italy in the fall of last year, and we've just brought it to the United States. Some interesting sizes, 18 by 36, and then plank sizes. It's reminiscent of petrified woods, and actually the colors are called Black Canyon and Muir Woods. Very, very cool, very neat. with a lot of texture.
And it's rectified, I can tell just by looking at it, right?
Yes.
So you can get very small grout lines.
Yes. And the majority of our products are rectified.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that Fiandre is known for, is our tight grout joints. And we calibrate even our normal production, non-rectified, is calibrated so that we can run very tight joints.
And what was the name of the assortment that's the vibrant color assortment you were mentioning?
That was the Geo Diamond. We actually launched that a couple years ago.
Okay.
And we've had some great success with that. One of the new collections with a lot of shine is our jewel collection, and that's patented technology using the combination of glass and porcelain, and it has a really wonderful feeling to it. It comes in a navy blue, which is kind of an interesting color because you don't see a lot of that in the market. Whites, grays, black.
Well, we've been watching you guys for several years, and you know, I can remember some of the really unique looks that you've come out with in the last couple of years. You had one that looked almost like an LP record. Do you still have that in your line?
Oh, yes. We still have Luminar, and all four of the colors in the Luminar, which did look like the old LP record and reflects light beautifully, is that all of those products are 40% or greater for recycled content. So that's the other cool thing. We're actually showing some really innovative, metallic, hip, happening stuff that's actually made with recycled content.
Now, and that's not limited to Luminar, right? So you have recycled content in many of your products.
Actually, yes. Grenini Fiandre has a legacy of green. And from the very beginning, back in 1986, we used the first total water and energy recycling. We were the first ceramic porcelain manufacturer to get certification of the ISO 14001. That happened back in 2000. So we've always had a history. It's in our DNA to be very environmentally conscious. Of course, you know, now they've got all the new movements and, you know, we tell our story, but just recently, we were able to get certification of over 80 of our existing product lines that have been in our palette with 40% or more recycled content.
And so that's third-party certification?
Yes, third-party certification. So that was, you know, just the affirmation to our clients that we've been, you know, telling them the story of our legacy of green. It was just confirmation that we brought in the third party to certify the products, and 80, and there was about 80 products and about, I think there was about 15 collections that we had products. So it wasn't like we had a group of products that have this recycled content. It spread throughout our whole product line.
Okay. And that helps the designers qualify for LEED points,
yes,
right?
It does. Okay. It does. And it helps, I think everyone nowadays is a lot more environmentally conscious and want to know that the companies they're using are good stewards of the environment.
Well, and ceramic tile just by itself with its life cycle, the length of time that it lasts, it's already a very green
product. There's a lot of inherent properties in tile that make it obvious green choice. You know, most of the facilities are built near the raw materials. There's no off-gassing. There's the life cycle cost, as you were saying. I mean, there's just so many reasons that the product is a green product anyway. But, you know, nowadays, the more certifications you can have, the better for you.
Right. And we should probably mention that part of your manufacturing in this country is actually done at the plant that's called the Stone Peak plant down in Crossville, Tennessee, right?
Yes, yes. The Stone Peak facility is owned by Grenini Fiandre, and we produce several brands out of that. And we do have about 10 lines that come from there. We have some marbles and some stone looks, and then we do have a brand of glazed porcelains for that more value engineered or budget projects.
Okay, great. Well, Jeannie, I appreciate you spending time with us. We've been talking to Jeannie Nichols, who's Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Grenini Fiandre, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.